Welcome to Electronic Jazz, 1 hour of fusion and smooth jazz from the 1960s to the present, hosted by Dr. Jazz and produced at the studios of KCHW in Chewelah, Washington. This Electronic Jazz program will feature keyboardist Bob James, who has been involved with jazz fusion since 1974. Robert McElhiney James was born in Marshall, Missouri in 1939. He began piano lessons at 4. He attended University of Michigan and Berklee College. James began his career in mainstream jazz, working with Sarah Vaughan, Milt Jackson, Maynard Ferguson, and others. He began recording jazz fusion in 1974. In 1990, James and guitarist Lee Ritenour founded the smooth jazz group 4Play. He has appeared as a sideman on numerous albums and has been nominated for at least 7 Grammy Awards, winning twice. From James's Obsession album of 1986, you'll hear the title track. Then the group Jazz Funk Soul will do Gamblin' from the album More Serious Business of 2016. And multi-instrumentalist Paul Hardcastle recorded Lucky Star on his 5th album of 2008. You've got electronic jazz going on your radio. A huge hit for the Crusaders in 1979 was Street Life, with vocal by Randy Crawford. The group Pieces of a Dream was founded in 1976 in Philadelphia. They have recorded about 20 albums since then. They included Silver Dreams on their Acquainted with the Night release in 2001.
Thank you. You
are enjoying electronic jazz. In 2000, saxophonist Boney James teamed up with trumpeter Rick Braun, and they recorded the album Shake It Up, so you'll hear Chain Reaction. The singer Sade was born Helen Fola Sade, Adu, in 1959 in Nigeria. Her parents divorced and her mother took her to live in England when she was four. After starting a career in fashion design, she began singing backup with a group that eventually became her band. From the 1985 album Promise, here's Sweetest Taboo. After that, sax man Kenny G will do Midnight Motion from his Duotones album of 1986. Let's begin this last set of electronic jazz with keyboardist Brian Culbertson, who was born in Decatur, Illinois in 1973. He began playing piano at 8, drums at 9, trombone at 10, bass in 7th grade, and euphonium in high school. He has released over 20 albums since 1994. So here's Culbertson doing Serpentine Fire from his 2003 album, Come On Up. Then guitarist John Schofield will play Whip the Mule in 1994 from the album Hand Jive. And we'll finish up with drummer Billy Cobham in 1975 with Panhandler from A Funky Thide of Sings. Did I get that right? Thanks for listening to Electronic Jazz, brought to you by Dr. Jazz from the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW in Chewelah, Washington.